News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon. It's 3 minutes after 5. I'm Dennis Schott, right along with Kelly Blyer. In fact, Kelly's in the newsroom, ready to go with Central Oregon News. Let's get to her right now. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Today was the filing deadline if you wanted to run for a county commission seat. Deschutes County Clerk Nancy Blankenship says there was a late entry today.
And we just had another filing later this afternoon, so we have two running on the Democrat Party and two running on the Republican Party. It's Dallas Brown.
Dallas Brown is not a stranger to politics. He has run for other political seats in the past and feels there is good support for him now.
Deschutes County deserves a strong voice, and I've always said that I'm somebody who's willing to go out there and challenge the status quo when it comes to local government. I've proven that on the Parks Board. I've continued to learn more about this county since the last time I ran in 2010, and I feel like the support's out there for me.
Dallas Brown is currently an employee of Combined Communications, the company that owns KBND. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend will face a challenger in the Republican primary. Today, Tim Knope of Bend announced that he's running for the District 27 Senate seat. Incumbent Senator Chris Telfer says she is looking forward to some good debates.
I think, you know, campaigning to continue to create jobs in Central Oregon is what I'm going to do, and I'm the most fiscally conservative person over there and have a keen eye on the budget, and this last session I was able to end runaway state spending, and I lobbied against new taxes and fee increases.
Knope is en route from Israel to Bend right now, so he wasn't able to call in further comments about running against Telfer. He is the former Oregon House Majority Leader and the three-term state representative and has lived in Central Oregon for 35 years. The primary election is Tuesday, May 15th. Governor John Kitzhaber commends the legislature for their work and signs two priority education bills. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
The two education bills set achievement standards that help the state escape punitive effects of the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Governor John Kitzhaber says they're pieces of a broad plan to improve the way the state operates and improve the economy.
This legislature, in addition to passing these two important bills, as you can see, passed an impressive array of additional bills that will help put Oregonians back to work.
The governor says the Oregon business community was very involved in the 2012 session, Republicans and Democrats working together to write laws that help growing companies have access to resources they need to succeed.
Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
More than 50 people showed up Monday night to try and end trapping on public land. Several dogs in Central Oregon have been caught in these traps in recent months. Irene Hardwick Olivieri got involved when a coyote got caught in a trap near her home in Northern Bend.
Many times they catch dogs, which right after we started meeting, that became in the news, where all these dogs were getting caught in traps. Now there's been six dogs caught in traps, so it's created a lot of public awareness, which is really important. But I also feel like there's not enough being said about the wildlife, what's happening to our wildlife. And so that's a really key part of it for me.
The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife plans to review the trapping regulations in June and is seeking public feedback. The goal of the group that met in Bend is to ban trapping on all public lands. The longtime executive director of Neighbor Impact is stepping down. Sharon Miller has worked at the agency for 26 years. Miller was one of the first employees hired for the agency that helps provide food and shelter for those in need in Crook, Jefferson, and Deschutes County.
I've been here for a quarter of a century. I think our Neighbor Impact is facing some challenging and exciting times and opportunities, and I think that's a period of growth for about the next 5 years. And my sense was it was time for someone who came in with that new energy and skills to lead that our organization to meet community needs.
Miller plans to retire in September. She and her husband plan to become snowbirds and spend part of the year in Arizona. She says though she's retiring, she'll continue to help those struggling in our community in some capacity. For more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.